Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, June 28th, 2006. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours, 59 and a half minutes. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast. You can talk about all the stage terror raids they've had from England, Canada to Florida. We can get into Rush Limbaugh caught with Viagra and other drugs. Notice how the media spins it, though. Oh, it's just Viagra and other drugs. And Drudge started putting that spin out minute one when the story came out. Oh, Viagra! And then you read into the article and other drugs. The reason it's important is because it shows the hypocritical nature of these individuals. Also, Blink 182 star, latest celebrity to question official 9/11 story. And if you're like me, you haven't heard of Blink 182, but Blink 182 has had two top-of-the-charts albums, CDs, songs, MP3s, just in the last few years alone. So they're a very popular pop-slash-punk group, and they're questioning the official story. Attack was not perpetrated by a bunch of people who just learned to fly planes, says pop icon on San Diego FM station. We're going to try to get them on. So what's the establishment going to do when we have a society totally obsessed with celebrity? And then the celebrities, one by one, start exposing the official story. We'll get into this report by Paul Watson that's up on prisonplanet.com. Also, a damage study urged on surveillance report. Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, asked the Director of National Intelligence, that's Negroponte, on Tuesday, to assess any damage to American counterterrorism efforts caused by the disclosure of secret programs to monitor telephone calls and financial transactions. And, of course, there's talk of arresting members of the New York Times who first reported on it. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. It has been in mainstream news here and there, back of the paper, and in industry publications since 1996 that the National Security Agency has offices in every telecommunications hub in the Western world, including Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada. Now, remember, it came out 3 months ago that there are whole floors in AT&T and other institutions run by the NSA. Exactly what I said, exactly what I wrote, exactly what I footnoted. People said, how did Alex know they had, quote, whole floors? Because that was in the news a decade ago. That's how I knew. How did I know that I drank orange juice this morning? Because I drank it and it was orange juice. How did I know the sun came up? How did I know that I'm breathing oxygen to survive? That's what I respirate off of. I mean, it's not hard, ladies and gentlemen. We have absolutely no freedom of the Fourth Amendment. It's been flushed down the commode a long time ago. They just don't want you to notice that. And so they want to set yet another precedent to let's arrest reporters if they report on the government breaking the law, a felony every time they do it. Well, they announced they were going to do it back in 96 and paid to put in the hubs over the next few years, but still they operate as if they aren't doing it, and the courts operate as if they're not totally violating the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So every email, every fax, every phone call, every major radio transmission is intercepted, is decoded, is tracked, is filed on keyword. I mean, that's as big a fact as water's wet and ducks quack. I mean, that's as guaranteed as the smell of gasoline fumes at the Indy 500. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. Plunge into all the news and take your calls. And, yeah, we got two guests coming up today for you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, some big rock and roll stars, very popular band, top of the charts, has gone public questioning the official 9/11 fable. They're trying to go after reporters for exposing NSA spying on the American people. Just one more sign of massive police state. Adios, Ward Churchill, is the headline on the article Kurt Nemo wrote, 9/11 official version Guardian. Yeah, I don't like Ward Churchill, and we'll be going over that. But at the same time, I don't think it's good that he's been canned, been fired. Again, I believe in free speech, but at every level, it's being attacked. Because if somebody else loses their job because of free speech, especially in a sanctum like academia, none of us are safe. New cell phone can tell if you're drunk, and oh, there's talk of making us use them, making us have them. Here in the news, Surveillance Society, another story, FBI exploits mentally ill and homegrown terrorist effort. We'll be getting into all that and a lot more. Iran wants to purchase more nuclear reactors from Russia. I mentioned this yesterday, but didn't spend enough time on it with all the guests we had on. I will spend more time today. This is out of the Associated Press. Bush ignores laws he inked and vexes Congress. That's right, he signs laws and then doesn't follow them. And we'll talk more about why Transportation Secretary Chief Norman Mineta has resigned. At the same time, I mentioned this, but now we've seen more of the spin a day and a half into this story, so now I can comment on it more. And it went as exactly as we thought it would. Limbaugh detained at airport. That was the headline, but by the time the national neocon media had spun it, it was Limbaugh detained for Viagra. The actual, actually what he was found with was the possession of illegal prescription drugs, Viagra, and others. Viagra and others, because a lot of people say, well, Limbaugh's joking around saying, yeah, you know, Bob Dole, I guess is going to get in trouble, and he's mentioning that other people are. Limbaugh, the point is, in this police state that you defend, any of us would go to jail for having Viagra out of the bottle or any other prescription drug. In fact, young people go to jail when their mothers send Tylenol or Advil with them. That's been all over the news. Just type into Google, teen arrested for Tylenol or teen arrested for over-the-counter pills. Oh, we have a zero tolerance in America now. We've got to keep you all safe. But Limbaugh, we can probably guess what those other illegal drugs were, buddy, and you are on probation, pleading guilty for your doctor shopping and all those goodies. I don't think you should get in any trouble, Limbaugh, but at the same time, you're a hypocrite, and so we do need to address it. So we'll get more into that coming up. The phone number to join us, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to play this last week. I thought I'd heard every Johnny Cash song out there, but I'd never heard his rendition, his version of U2's One. And I think it spells out a lot of the problems we face in this society, how husband and wife fight with each other, how neighbor fights with each other, black against white, Catholic against Protestant, on and on and on. And I think this song really, really spells it out. We are one people against the criminal elite that is feeding on us. And the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we're going to be able to defeat the globalist and move forward with our human destiny that God's plan that he wants to share with us. Let's go ahead and roll this Johnny Cash song because I like it.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got, when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other, sisters, brothers, one life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other, one.
You've got one life. You should do what you should. Do the right thing. And I can't say any better than Johnny Cash. Terror expert, London bomber was working for MI5. Another report out on this yesterday. I never even got to this on the stack. Khan uses informant for security services, so it's not just a SWAT now. A former terror expert has told the BBC that Mohammed Saeed Khan, the alleged ringleader of the 7/7 London bombings, was working for British intelligence agency MI5 as an informant at the same time of the attacks. Well, yeah, they're carrying him out. Charles Shoebridge, we want to get him on, is a 12-year veteran detective with the London Metropolitan Police, a former graduate of the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst, and now a broadcaster and writer on terrorism in the UK. Shoebridge told the BBC NewsHour program that from the evidence, little else can be assumed other than Khan was working for British intelligence. Welcome to the club, buddy. The amount of information coming out and the quality of information coming out, the fact that there has been so consistently overlooked, it would appear by the security services of MI5 to me to suggest really only one of two options. Either A, we've got a level of incompetence that would be unusual even for the security services, or B, the possibility, and this is a possibility, that the man, Khan, may have been working as an informant for the security services. It is difficult otherwise to see how it can be that they've so covered his tracks in the interim. Well, you gotta protect your bombers. I mean, come on. You can click there and listen to the interview. In fact, I'm going to send this to the network. Go ahead and grab it. I want to play it. During our coverage, the London bombings, we outlined how the attack was most likely constructed using the patsies described as nice guys with families and good jobs in the capacity of role players testing security on the London Underground. Just as the supposed hijackers thought that's what they were doing. They were government agents. We know that, too. They always are, ladies and gentlemen. This meshes with the inconceivable coincidence of exercises which drilled the same targets being attacked at the same time, being conducted by visor consultants and eyewitness reports suggesting the accused displayed no behavior conducive with suicide bombings. The alleged bombers bought return train tickets, left pay and display tickets on their cars in Luton, and their movements captured on CCTV gave no indications that they were nervous about their imminent deaths. Even Metropolitan Police investigators now believe that the bombers were dupes set up by someone else and don't know that they were carrying the explosives. Didn't know. 7/7 links with British intelligence agencies don't end with Khan. The terror expert John Loftus told Fox News' Dayside show the alleged bombing mastermind Harun Rashid Aswat was an MI6 asset and that the British security helped protect and hide before the bombings. Recent media concerning Khan's movements have brought to light the evidence that Khan's Honda Accord was bugged by MI5 prior to the bombings, though denied by the Metropolitan Police, that would, again, sync with the supposition that Khan was doing the bidding of British intelligence when four bombs ripped apart three trains and a bus on July 7th of 2005, killing 52 people and injuring more than 770. Very, very interesting. All right, when we get back, we'll get into Blink 182. The star is the latest celebrity to question 9/11. Limbaugh with a cocktail of drugs in his bag. Media spinning that it was only Viagra. We'll get more into the NSA surveillance and the move to arrest reporters. We'll talk about Ward Churchill and a lot more on the other side.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Blink 182 star, latest celebrity to question 9/11 attack was not perpetrated by a bunch of people who just learned to fly planes, says pop icon on San Diego FM station. I want to get him on. How do you pronounce it, Scott? Is it DeLong? Blink 182 or 182 star Tom DeLong was followed in the footsteps of Charlie Sheen by becoming the latest celebrity to publicly doubt the official version of events behind 911 and voice his belief that the attacks were an inside job. DeLong is the lead singer of Blink 182, a Southern California punk pop quartet that has had two U.S. Billboard number one selling albums and whose 1999 album of the state went platinum five times over. During a hosting spot on San Diego's KAVA-FM radio station, DeLong talked to Professor James Fetzer about evidence of 911 inside involvement. I guess Fetzer stayed out in California or something after the conference. We do know that the buildings came down in a fashion extremely similar to a controlled demolition of a building. We do know that the expertise that is needed to fly those gigantic planes into the exact location could never have been achieved by someone who just learned how to fly a small plane, DeLong said. Well, yes, DeLong, that's using common sense, but you need to buy into the official hoax. Discussing the failure of NORAD to enact standard operating procedure and intercept the planes, and Norman Mineta's testimony about Cheney's orders still standing, DeLong stated, Cheney knew the planes are coming in, and he capped the order to leave it alone so it could hit. Wow, that's great. It's so weird how our own government did it to us. 911 was not perpetrated by a bunch of people that just learned how to fly planes, DeLong said. We need a clapping track or something in the computer, like other radio shows. In fact, go find one online. I've been talking about that forever. Find an applause. I mean, here. I'll just clap right here. Let's all clap together. Good job, DeLong. Good job. Yay! Now that is professional, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be honest with you. I got up early this morning. The coffee had run out of my house. I got here 10 minutes before showtime, drank a small cup, and I am not doing too well right now. It takes 45 minutes for coffee to hit. And so I was stumbling over reading that article earlier, worse than ever, and this one. I can't. Yes, I'm an addict, but I don't think I should be arrested like Rush Limbaugh has been for using drugs. I don't use illegal drugs, but I think legal drugs are just as bad. I'm trying to get off coffee. I'm trying to get down to one cup in the morning instead of five cups over the day. And, side issue. I don't know. You probably can't notice I feel a little different or sound a little different, but I can certainly feel it being here on air. I just always have that ritual of coffee a few hours before I get on air, and not today. So there's a big note hanging on my wife's computer to please get me lots of coffee. Oh, yeah, when she gets me the coffee, this is what you'll hear. Here, let's give a round of applause to the lead singer, Tom DeLong of Blink-182. Go ahead. That's good. I think that's a loop of about a two-second clap. Okay, I'm not trying to be a comedian, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to be a comedian here. I have to admit, this last weekend exhausted me to a huge, unprecedented level. I have literally been stumbling around over the past 2 days, giving speech after speech and running that whole thing. It was great fun. And we tried to get the biggest venue we could. It was the second biggest venue in a hotel in Los Angeles. And it went pretty well. I liked it. I wish that we hadn't had to sardine everybody in. If I have another event, we're going to limit it. We're going to make sure that it's limited so that there's more room in the thing. But I guess that's always kind of a good problem to have. I'm now digressing off into kind of flashbacks from the conference. It's weird to be so passionate and spend so much time in a place so intensely and then probably knowing I'll never be there again. Kind of like Ottawa, Canada. Boy, I tell you, that was another interesting trip. All right, now I'm really digressing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break, and we're going to come back and go to Ruth, Jason, Luis, Nathaniel, and Gideon, and others. Pardon me? Gideon? And others that are patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. William Rodriguez, who getting a chance to see him speak in person, this guy's incredible. What a stage presence. What a hero of 9-11. He'll be joining us. Give us a quick update on what he thought of the conference and some new 9-11 info. We've got another update on what happened to people that were inside trying to cover the Bilderberg Group in Canada. I got a bunch of news from around the world. Your calls, though, on the other side. I've now released Terror Storm. The video is available.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. You know, I really was going to wait a month to put out Terror Storm and the big official DVD with the extras. I've decided what the extras are going to be, too. It's just going to be some clips from the conference. But we can't wait, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, I have a little over 400 copies of Terror Storm that I made just for the conference that we have left. And it is really a special edition. It's got about 4 minutes in it that won't be in the final edition that will come out in about a month. And we can't wait. We need to get this DVD out to people right now. So you can watch Terror Storm at PrisonPlanet.tv, now up there in three different formats. A fourth format is about to go up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. When you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get all 15 of my films. That's right, the newest Terror Storm. My weekly TV reports, my special reports from Bilderberg Group to England to Crawford, Texas, to when I'm sitting in studio at Carol BJ. And we shoot video of it, the in-studio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries like Loose Change 2 we've been authorized to post. It really is a ridiculously good deal. But more than that, it's a wonderful activist tool. You can go there and download copies of all my films, burn them to disc, give them to people. Very effective activist tool. Burn copies of my TV shows, special reports, all of it. And then you help us fund InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net.com, MartialLaw911, Info, all of the different sites we have. You help fund the webmasters and the work we do here. So get a membership today at PrisonPlanet.tv. The cost of three cups of coffee, $5.95 for a month, and you literally get all of those pieces of media, over 1,000 pieces of media, now up 2 years and, 4 months. That's how long PrisonPlanet.tv has been in operation. We're getting a yearly membership and get 3 months absolutely free when you get a yearly membership. And then there's another good dividend in becoming a member. You also support what we're doing. So it is so important to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And, yes, while supplies last, because we're only going to sell these 400 or so that we've got, and then you'll have to wait until the big official DVD comes out with, you know, the nice hard case and the color cover and the extras. But the terror storms we have right now have an opening menu that says 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda Symposium. It has its own little special intro on it, so they are collector's items, and I'm signing each one of these that are going to go out. And when they're gone, they're gone. They could go in a week. They could go in a few days. I don't know how fast they'll go, but you really need to get them. So go to InfoWars.com and order them via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get your copy of Terror Storm, 1-888-253-3139. The 10-plus month, we actually started making this 11 months ago. Okay, the 11-month wait is over. Terror Storm is here. What's the film about? We cover the overthrow of Mossadegh. We cover more on Hitler and Gleiwitz and the attack on Poland, how they staged that. We get into the USS Liberty. Oh, yes, we touch that zeitgeist hot-button issue. We get into a whole host of important issues, the Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods. Then we get into the London bombing. Then we go to Crawford and show how the war was a fraud. We also have some clips from Chicago and the bullhorning there, and then interviews with Professor Stephen Jones, interviews with Morgan Reynolds, interviews with MI5 agents Andy Michon and David Shaler, interviews with Michael Meacher, former Blair cabinet member, current member of Parliament, Ray McGovern on 9/11. It is such an important film. Charlie Sheen. The film is Terror Storm. You need to have Terror Storm. It is my big wish that people see this. It's got higher production qualities than the other film I've ever made. Cost almost four times what my previous films have cost for me to make. Professional music, professional graphics, animations. It is powerful stuff and will be very effective and waking people up. And my other videos, I don't want to say they start slow, but they're long and they build. Not Terror Storm. It just explodes out of the gates immediately. So be sure and get your copy of Terror Storm today. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead. Hi, Jason.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I called yesterday and spent a moment thanking you and Charlie Sheen, and I'd really like to thank the one who deserves all the credit. If you could give me a moment to read just a couple of sentences. A roaring lion and a charging bear is a wrongdoing ruler over poor people. A leader who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. Evil men do not understand right ruling, but those who seek Yahweh understand all. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Certainly God deserves all the credit for all the work we're doing. And I ask God every day to lead God and direct me in my work. I know I'm not a perfect instrument. None of us are, but I try as hard as I can. Let's talk to Luis in California. Luis, welcome.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, listen, last night I watched Terror Storm, and it was absolutely the most amazing DVD that I've seen in years. The best one I think you've made, and I'm super excited to make copies for everyone I know. Now I'm just obsessed to figure out how. I'm not very tech-savvy, so I'm trying to figure out how to, like, just get a lot of copies out there, because I think this one is so professional and just so well made, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is a lot of people who I want to show it to are skeptics. So with this one, I figure it doesn't matter if you're a skeptic. You're going to, like, it's irrefutable what you're presenting. And it's like, I watched it with a couple friends last night, and we were all just discussing this, how powerful it was, you know. So I want to say good job about that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. What part of the film did you think was the most powerful?
Oh, my God. From beginning to end, really. I mean, but I thought one thing, though, is I thought that that having a Charlie Sheen, all those segments with Charlie Sheen and then you on Showbiz Tonight or CNN or whatever, C-SPAN, I thought that that was great because that's really, I'm thinking from the point of view of the skeptic who doesn't want to look into these things, they just can't ignore that kind of thing, you know what I mean? That kind of thing is like, come on, you know what I mean? And plus, I mean, Charlie Sheen, that's absolutely great, you know what I mean, to have him in it. And I'm just really, really excited. So many years I've been working toward trying to get people to wake up to this. And you know, honestly, a lot of the videos that I have, the DVDs, I mean, with the exception of, like, In Plain Sight, a lot of the other ones, like, I won't even mention them because they were good and well-intentioned, but they just weren't kind of professional. People have been brainwashed and mind-controlled to the point that if it doesn't seem like it's Discovery Channel quality, you know what I mean? It's almost like part of the brain tunes it out, or it's easy to be skeptical when it's more grassroots, low-budget production. But this one was awesome. I mean, I just was, like, astounded. I'm so excited to, like, figure out how to make copies and give to people.
Well,
you know?
We did gear it for those that don't have long attention spans. I mean, it moves really fast.
And it's great, and it's wonderful for educators too, for teachers, you know, critical thinking and history, that kind of thing, because it's such an amazing history lesson too, and it's concise. And I mean, I think this is the one that is going to be pivotal, and this one, I mean, I think it's going to have as much impact as Loose Change, you know.
Well, it will if you take action as listeners.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Good to hear from. Did you go to the conference?
Yeah, I wanted to so bad. I'm in San Francisco. I wanted to go, but I just, financially, I couldn't make it. But
no, I understand. I'm just wondering.
My friend picked it up at the conference. He was in the area, and I asked him to pick it up for me, and he did. And we watched it last night, and we were just, it was great. I mean, this is perfect. I just can't say enough about how amazing. I've seen all your videos many times, you know, and I like them, but sometimes it's hard to show it to people who are skeptical and try to find any excuse to, like, downplay it, especially people who are educated. Ironically, the people with the most education, meaning like career-minded, you know, college graduate, whatever, they seem to have the hardest time, I find. A lot of people who are just kind of, you know, normal, regular folk, working class, or just kind of, you know, they seem to be more open-minded. They don't have as much of a...
Well, a lot of people think they're members of the establishment, and they think that you're attacking them. Thanks for the call. That's a psychology I've seen, at least in some places. I wouldn't say it's overriding with education. I actually find a lot of folks that are educated know the facts and are already awake and aware. But certainly there is that educated idiot type who thinks that they're, you know, basically members of the elite because they make $80,000 a year and they think that you're attacking them. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel in Louisiana. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Nathaniel.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about the National Guard being dispatched back to New Orleans again.
That's right. We get conditioned more and more. Now they have the National Guard with the police going around gun confiscating as usual.
Yeah, I actually live in New Orleans. And, you know, I don't know if you'd call it a theory, but the thing that they sent them down here for was as a reaction to some teenagers having a shootout. They crashed into a light pole and died.
Some people have a shootout. We got to have troops on the streets. As Bush has said, we must end posse comitatus. We must have metal detectors in shopping malls. What you go through at the airport will be daily life on the streets. That is the official plan. When you go to the airport and take your shoes off and they put you in a scanner and they search you, that's training you how to be a slave.
Well, they just had such an extreme reaction to a non-emergency event. And these guys have been given indefinite, you know, timetable to be down here. I think that they want to have a detail of guardsmen in the city permanently. What they're doing is it's actually made the city more of a police state. The whole entire eastern half of the city is still badly damaged and mostly uninhabited, and it's allowed them to condense the remaining police force into the populated areas. And so, I mean, you drive down the streets and there's cops on every single corner. They're putting in curfews. The newspaper just keeps running all these articles about how this is good. You listen to local radio and same thing. They're just telling you, oh, it's so great. It's the solution to everything. And I don't know. It's preposterous.
Have you seen the troops yourself?
I saw them when they came in. They came in a big, big, huge, you know,
convoy.
Yeah, and they set up at the convention center, but they're mostly located on the eastern half of the city. You really don't get to see them too much, but they do have shoot to kill orders and
yeah,
all
that's
this kind of
that's
stuff.
On the record. Yeah, troops to kill Americans. Listen. It's been the government's hope and dream for decades. We have their own documents, PDD 25 and others. We've talked to emergency managers that have been briefed. Thomas Sanchez, Kingsville, Texas, told us about it on air. Training to take our guns, training to shoot us. I've been to urban warfare drills where they're training for this. This is all a laboratory test to set the precedent, just like Dutch troops, Mexican troops, putting out wildfires in 2000. Helping with the disaster in New Orleans, setting that precedent. I have Ridge on tape. I have Bush on tape. I have Tommy Frank saying, we need to have troops on the street. This is the new America. And so they're setting that precedent, and they've got to set that precedent. And it may only be in New Orleans now, but the national news can show it over and over again and equate it with safety.
Well, the spooky thing is that there's no local voices saying that this is not a good thing. Like I said, you know, when you read the newspaper articles, you know, they'll have little excerpts and snippets of talking to residents, and, you know, you don't ever hear anybody expressing any kind of concern about it.
And that's all selectively done. I mean, we've done reports here where I have a friend who works at the airport in security. He watched News8 Austin talk, I think he said, to 44 people, all saying they were against the increased security and it was a police state. Then they found one little old lady that liked the troops being there. This was like a few months ago. And they put her on the news. And he said when he saw her do that, he knew that would be on the news. And that's what was on the news.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing too is, the city has a completely different, plan of action in case of a storm this year. Now there's going to be no shelters offered at all in the city. It will be mandatory evacuation, and they will use buses and trains to take to all these different hurricane centers throughout the country.
Uh-huh.
And
so the next time they tell us get on buses and trains, well, we've all seen it before. It's safe to do that. It's
and
safe.
They admit that the people will be tagged with wristbands for tracking purposes.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let us not forget that we have ABC and NBC news clips. There's no point in airing it again. I've aired it too much. Where they admit that the troops went in there and confiscated guns, even in high and dry, wealthy areas. It's bad anywhere, but it just shows that they didn't bring aid in. They didn't bring food in. They didn't even save the emergency manager's mother who sat there in water at a nursing home for 5 days and finally died. And the cops sat there and took orders and didn't save their family members. I mean, that is pathetic. And FEMA cut the police radio lines. They sabotaged. They wouldn't let fuel in. They wouldn't let water in to have things break down so they could then put troops in and so they could then keep people out of the city and they could then repossess the land as they've now announced they will. We told you they wanted to be some new international development zone, and that is now happening. Again, FEMA, quote, screws up. They get double the funding. That's now official. And even more powers. We have civil war in Iraq. They get to stay decades, build permanent bases, and now they've spent $400 billion. You see how that works? The drug war is a total failure. More drugs, more prisons, more crime. And the government calls it a success. It is. They bring the drugs in. You see? They spend more money on education. People get even stupider, more dumbed down, more uneducated. It's a great success. Everything the government wants to do, we have their own documents, they're doing. Dumb us down, ship drugs in, break down society, create crises. Out of that, they then centralize control. The New World Order's motto is order out of chaos. Bush even slipped up once. It's at the end of my film, American Dictators, in a press conference. He says, we're bringing you order out of chaos. And he says, I mean, you know, things get bad and then we make it better, according to their plan. So don't forget, don't ever forget that we have all this video of them gun confiscating. In fact, I can't help it. Just find it. Find the ABC one with the gun confiscations, please. Let's just cue it up to the part where they're grabbing the guns because it's too long to play the whole thing. I think it's like 30. Well, just actually play the whole thing when we come back from break. Understand, if there's an emergency, you're not going to get food and water. You're going to have armed troops led by FBI teams. That's who led the regular Army and National Guard coming to take your guns. Remember, this is the same mayor and the same governor and the same feds that ordered gun confiscation. A federal judge told them to stop. They didn't stop. Then they said they'd never made the announcement when the police chief and the mayor made it on TV, and it was in the New York Times, and now they're back at it, and they've been ordered by a federal judge to turn the guns back over to people they took them from. They're not doing it. Imagine, you're high and dry, you're fine, you got food, you're in your house. A week later, they show up and they say, come out of your house, get in the paddy wagon, and give us your guns. And they go in and they take your great-granddaddy's black powder shotgun that's worth $10,000. They take the .22 your grandfather gave you when you were nine. They take the Bowie knife your father gave you. They take everything you've got. They take your HK-91 that you bought. They load it all in there laughing and snickering, a bunch of young punks, a bunch of gang member troops with tattoos all over them. And they drive off laughing at you, and you're in the back of a paddy wagon. That's the new America. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine what our founding fathers would think. Think about it. It's really happening in the United States. At every excuse they can get, anytime somebody shoots at a cop or shoots somebody, they'll shut down neighborhoods and make everybody come out with their guns and lay them down in the street. There's gun buyback programs. They're brainwashing kids that guns are illegal. There's federally paid for billboards up all over the country. They're all over Texas. And I see them wherever I go around the nation that show a picture of a revolver and it says report illegal guns. The average idiot public sees that and then thinks all guns are illegal. I had a carpet cleaner in my house one time, saw a gun in a gun case on the wall, started asking if that was illegal. I mean, this is the mentality. This is what's happening. Bush has doubled the size of the BATF. Bob Barr has told you on this show, he's on the NRA board, that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton in actions, not in rhetoric. But it doesn't matter because it feels good to love George W. Here's the gun confiscation in New Orleans from ABC. Go ahead and roll it.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
And you shoot an American.
Yeah.
And you shoot an American, yeah. Now, notice, again, they use any crisis they can as a pretext to promote and do this. And we always told you there was a big disaster, they come for your guns. They don't bring water. They don't bring food. They bring their guns to take your guns. Guaranteed. If you're in trouble, if you're stuck, you're not trusted, they're coming to kick down your door and to take your guns. Guaranteed. So when the criminal elements of the government release smallpox or bird flu or nuke a city or a dirty bomb or whatever they do, and of course they'll be behind it, they'll march the troops out, and the troops will say, well, we did this in New Orleans. Well, we've got to do it. Somebody a few days ago shot at us, so the whole city's guilty now. And it turns out most of it was people shooting at looters, then cops would hear it over the next hill, panic, or it'd be police shooting wild dogs or alligators, and then the cops hear the shooting and freak out. Just like at the Capitol, a jackhammer's going off, so the cops all run around and shut down every school in the city and shut down roads and shut down the Capitol and run around pointing guns at congressmen saying, turn off, don't talk to those news cameras. Yes, sir, Capitol Police, I take orders from you and the executive. These are all martial law drills, period. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.